welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. With my co-host and son, Romy Romero, my wife, sweet Jennifer, on the call screening station. You can reach her by calling the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Broadcast engineer Mike Reisch and myself, Rosie Romero, all here this Saturday morning to put a smile on your face, a skip in your step, and a sparkle in your eye. Anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can give us a ring and we'll put our 50 years of combined Arizona remodeling experience to work for you. We can recommend particular brand names. We can recommend particular tools. We can give you the tricks of the trade, give you tips, tricks, and tactics to try and make that project you're trying to get done look like a real, honest-to-goodness pro did it themselves. So give us a ring. Let us know what you're working on today. We're here to become your best friend by educating you, protecting you, and entertaining you as it relates to your house and home and garden. First hour, last hour, we talked gardening. We talked curb appeal. We talked about updating the look of your home. And we addressed some planting material. You know, another way you can desperately and distinctively and absolutely make a big difference of your curb appeal is take a look at what hardscaping can do for your yard. We talked about a theoretical clay pot all last hour. Let's talk about this hypothetical home that you can find anywheres in Arizona. That's board and bat siding. It's 2,000 square feet. It's a granite landscaped yard. It's got a little 2 foot wide concrete slab sidewalk running from the curb up to the front door. It's got a 40 foot deep driveway, 20 feet wide. This concrete driveway. Concrete's cracked, heaving, looks bad. Spalding. If it's up north, the surface has been froze off and scalded. One of the great ways to upgrade the look of that concrete is they make pavers specifically designed to overlay on top of that concrete. And I'll tell you what, another it's not the front yard, but another great place to use that product is all those horribly boring, ugly back patio gray slabs. Man, you could pow, really make them pop. And these pavers go down by gluing only on the perimeter, on the edge. And then the infill all gets sand set. So any little imperfections that are in the concrete slab just get buried in the overlay process of these pavers. So you end up with a nice, perfectly flat slab. All decorative pavers really adds a rich look to the back patio or the front driveway or the front sidewalk. It is a dramatic, dramatic difference. And if y'all want to take a look at some ideas on that, just go to bellgard.com and they have a tab on their homepage, Inspiration. Just hit Inspiration and you'll be flooded with ideas.
And speaking of ideas, I spent some time this week on Houzz and Pinterest. And one application for those hardscapes is when you have a house that's really close to the street. So you've got this itty bitty, you know, flat piece of ground that it's really hard to do something with. But if you build up planters and things, it gives that a whole bunch of dimension and it makes it look larger and more interesting.
Absolutely. And then you take those raised planters, the dry stack retaining walls, create a raised planter, and then you've got your edible landscape gardening in a tight, compact area that has a lot of height variation to it that gives the whole feel of the front yard a great amount of depth, perception, and feeling, and function because you're eating everything you plant, right?
Yeah,
we've decided that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Right. I'm working on it.
Yeah, edible landscaping only.
If you're going to water it and take care of it, you might as well eat it.
Might as well be able to eat it, that's for sure.
And the nice thing about if you really do it right, you know, gardening is obviously a lot of work and it takes a lot of time and you got to constantly keep it up. But if you do these planters right and you just need to take a season off or you're gone for an extended amount of time, you can pull them out and leave them empty. And it still gives you from the curb
True.
That three-dimensional look and feel, and you've still got the architectural aesthetics of the hardscapes.
And we haven't even talked about the dramatic effects you can get with that. Add a little lighting. Yeah, that changes everything again to a whole nother level.
And when you had mentioned Bellegarde, you'd also there's something called their style file. So you can go in there and save these ideas on Bellegarde's website and build it and change it as you find new things until you get it just the way you want it.
Oh, there you go. So just some ideas. We're going to be talking about that front door, things you can do to it. We can sand it, refinish it, restain it, repaint it. Let's change the hardware on it. Let's take a look at it from the security perspective and see if there's things that we can enhance both the function and the security and the beauty of it, all with one little front door makeover. We'll be talking about those details as well as many others in the 10 o'clock hour. Window and door transformation, security screen door, wrought iron screen doors for your front door. Roof. What does it do to the front elevation curb appeal of a house to go from a three-tab shingle to a tile roof, you know?
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Give you something, a different look in the neighborhood, yeah. Although a lot of HOAs won't let you do that. But
we'll be covering all of that in the 10 o'clock hour. But like I say, the 9 o'clock hour is where anyone trying to tackle any project can give us a ring. Toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. Buddy, you have an unusually large stack of mail on your desk over there.
You know, we've been saving up a couple of weeks. We've had some busy broadcasts. We've been out on the road, so I've been building up my letters. And it's anything that comes in during the week that's interesting or off the wall or different. But before that, just what I found a great tip from Wood Magazine is this extension for clamps. If you've ever, any hobbyist that works in their garage or around the house, clamps can be a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh arm.
Absolutely,
you need to get a job done if you don't have an extra set of hands or hold something tight while it's drying from a glue. But if you ever come to a spot where your clamps just aren't quite long enough to get there, or you can't quite get what you're looking for, well, here was a great idea for some homemade clamp extensions. So picture your sliding clamp with a bar. You've got a rectangle bar, and then you've got your clamp on the end that's stationary. Then you've got your clamp that you pinch. It's got a little compression spring on it, and you move the clamp back and forth till it's tightened. And then you crank with the adjustable screw part to tighten it as tight as you need. Well, those are only about 3 or 4 inches long, 5 inches long, and obviously you can get much bigger ones, but then the clamp needs to be a lot bigger. So a lot of times the clamp can be heavier than what you're trying to to tighten to hold it together. So you could end up breaking it just the sheer weight of the clamp. Well, this is a handmade wood extension that you now slide the movable part all the way off, and then you slide these two blocks on it and put your extender back on. So now you've extended the length of
it's like long fingers for your bar clamp.
Yeah.
Very good. I like
that. So that was a very, very handy tip that I took out of that. It's Wood Magazine. Some neat stuff comes out of there. You can find a lot of this stuff, Woodworker Source, if you've ever been into one of those. They've got some great, just the smell in there, the hardwood.
And I've got Rocklers up by my house, so I'm in Rocklers all the time.
Oh, there you go.
Right there at Thunderbird Tatum.
Looking into rosieonthehouse.com. So we take calls every Saturday morning, but we take emails 365. No. Yeah. Set 24/7, 365. There we go. Stefan writes in and says, I've been looking around for a stucco contractor in the Verde Valley and can't find anyone. Do you know somebody that can come to Sedona for stucco? Well, Stephen,
seriously?
If you're looking around, you can, and you're on our website, you've obviously been there. We'll change your region to Prescott. And in Prescott, you will find Sanders Siding out of Dewey that you get to Sedona almost just as fast as they can get into Prescott. Sanders Siding. It's the 5008 Sanders Plastering. They've been a Rosie on the House partner for,
you better give that number again,
5 or 6 years now. 632-5008 Sanders Plastering, Black Canyon City, all the way up to Sedona.
I had them
pacing over to Prescott.
A listeners of ours in Phoenix who has a second home in the Payson Chaparral Pines neighborhood. Actually had Jerry come over and replaster his whole house over in Payson. So Jerry, I'll travel.
Hey, you've been doing it 20 years. Great siding guy. If any stucco need in the mountain region, there you go. Steve writes in and says, you and the missus, and he was obviously talking to Rosie here, were talking about this water pressure washer that's the best thing since sliced bread. Tell me more.
That little electric pressure washer is just, it has become one of my favorite little toys. It's Karcher, K-A-R-C-H-E-R. It's about the size of a travel-on, carry-on bag. It only weighs about 20 pounds. You plug it in, attach it to the hose, and it's trigger activated. Every time you pull the trigger, you're getting about 2,000 PSI out the nozzle. And there isn't anything, well, I'm glad you borrowed it for a while. And so I was like in pressure washer withdrawals for a little while. But now that I got it back, I've got a couple projects I'm even tackling this weekend.
I'm going to have to buy myself one for Christmas because
yes,
there's a lot more I haven't got done. And the great thing about it is the electric.
Oh,
like you said, the one thing that's so obnoxious about a pressure washer, is the gas, and it's constantly running, and it's very loud.
This thing's perfectly quiet.
Oh, and activates with hand. It's a great thing. Karcher.
Actually, use a lot less water with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less.
Sandy writes in and says, in April, you had an article about doing a home energy audit. Can those be done in the fall? You can do a home energy audit any time of the year. Obviously, in Arizona, below the rim, most of your savings is going to be coming in the summertime, but you can get an energy audit anytime. It'll tell you how efficient your home is. It's anything they're going to find in the summer, they're going to find in the winter, they're going to find in the spring, they're going to find in the fall. That's something you can do anytime. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com, look under energy efficiency, and you can get it there. Vance writes in and says, Rosie, I'm batting 100% with the recommendations on your referral network, but I have a problem.
Uh-oh.
Got a gal, my neighbor, doesn't have a computer, but she needs some work done. Is there a phone number she can call to find out? Well, of course, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And if you can't get in during the broadcast, we answer that phone during the week. Give
Absolutely.
Us a call.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it's Dan, Marilyn, and Andy all on hold right now with one more open line if you'd like to sneak in.